This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. I speak very often against vouchers. Here I address charter schools and also speak out against them. A charter school is a civil government school that has greater independence in the form of an independent school board that operates outside the regular school board. Charter schools are still funded with the public treasury, though, so in that regard, they're exactly like your local civil government school. Charter schools are supposed to be a step in the right direction because they allow for supposedly greater freedom when it comes to implementing technology, adjusting curriculum, planning goals, and generally leading students. But don't be duped by this, because the premise that underlies the mere existence of a charter school is that the local civil government schools are failing. Charter schools, though, I think are still communistic. They're just a new twist on an old unbiblical paradigm. They do not allow for Jesus to be the governing rationale and anchor to all knowledge and wisdom. That is, of course, their biggest drawback. A distant second to that is they still use force and coercion to extract tax dollars from people. Note that I have no problem with the charter school model accepting the tax issue. Private individuals have the power, I think, to start and operate humanistic schools. They just should not be able to do it on the public dime. This goes for Christians too, which is why I maintain that civil government schools would still be improper if operated by Christians. Charter schools, though, are like vouchers. They use public tax dollars to supposedly infuse free market principles into education. But free market principles, and therefore the battle of worldviews, cannot possibly take place where money is forcefully taken from people. The whole concept behind the free exchange of money is that it follows success. With charter schools, that is not what's happening. I have a fundamental problem with charter schools because they perpetuate humanism. Christians must break that cycle, and the way we break that cycle is by promoting how taxes are the underlying humanistic policy to all these problems. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.